took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down tonight. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting up on me. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Now remember when I told you that the last you'd see of me. Remember when I broke it down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all the years. So why? When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the blood runs stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. Nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is
Are you coming alive? Are you coming alive with worship to our King? It's a good day to worship Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. Come. You should be feeling alive after three songs. Let's step it up. Let's step it up. We give it all to you, boo. I'm coming alive. Love yourself, coming alive. Take off all that yuck.
You breathe life into my lungs. You bring to life these dry bones. I know that you're. My heart.
Party a little bit longer, give all of our concerns and give everything to Jesus. He can take it. This world is full of trouble and sorrow, and he can take it all. And if you're having a great day and you don't have any challenges coming your way, just revel in the joy of him being our king. Here we go.
Lord, you're leading me with the cloud of day, and in the night, the glow of burning flame, and everywhere I go, I see you.
And everywhere I go, I see you.
And you take my hand, and you wash it clean. I know the promised land.
Life is ahead of me,
and everywhere I go, I
Remember, whatever you're going through, remember, he's all that matters. He's all that matters. What's he saying? What's he leading you to do? What's he filling you with? He's what God thinks and cares about a situation. That's all that matters. Not what people think. Not what your employer thinks. Not with anyone an influence in your life. Let the Lord be your chief influence. And let it only matter what he thinks. And this song really just encourages me because, you know, on this rapture-centric journey, which is almost at an end here, we've had to stop and draw a line and say, okay, wait, does this really matter? Because we're leaving. How much does this matter? And, you know, all that matters to me is that I finish this race the way God empowered me to finish it. And, you know, we are all of our walks in this race are going to look different because each one of us is unique and different. And some of us are walking, some of us are sprinting, some of us are running in this race, but it doesn't matter. It's a race. And the Lord is in charge of each one of us. So let's just remind ourselves, he's all that matters, okay? We have a lot of things thrown at us. I know those that are rapture-centric, God has told me, and I know for myself it rings true, that there's a lot coming at you. That at the end of every trial or episode that you've gone through, okay, because you've been excited about his appearing and you've made a stand for his appearing, the only thing that really matters is, what does God think? Am I making him happy? And I found out in this past year, if I'm going to make him happy, I'm going to have pretty much everyone in my personal life gone. Because in order to make him happy, for me personally, this is my story, it doesn't have to be yours, but he wanted me to give it all up for his appearing, everything, everything. And I have. And I'm extremely blessed for it. But it's not without, because we're still here, it's not without trial. But we know he's coming, guys. But I'm pleased to say that I have proven to him that he's the only one that really matters. And I love this song because I know that I backed up what I said with my actions. And my life shows him that he is the only one. It matters.
You
You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters.
All right, that'll do her. That'll get her done. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I need a little kickstart. That was probably all about me. But, you know, you're stuck with a bouncer that needed to get a good dose of the Holy Ghost, even more. Because I frankly didn't feel like hosting and Jerry couldn't, because today has been a challenging day for this jackass. Very challenging issue going on with a family member who I love deeply and sincerely from the heart. And it's my brother, and he is just most precious to me, and we're having a really challenging thing going on with him that's quite serious, and I just released it all to my dad, and I had to worship a lot. So for those of you that stayed on the line, God bless you. I got people texting me, are you okay? Is everything okay? What's going on? I'm like, I'm just worshiping. You know, sometimes you just got to worship. Words, blah, blah, blah. I, ever since he fell on my son on an RC, I know people make jokes. I don't say much in reply to anything but LOL and ha, 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 and yippee, because he messed me up. I can't really say much, okay? I get the most incredible emails, and they're really wonderful and complex, and I very much enjoy them, but, like, people sometimes want me to expound on things. I really can't, guys. He messed me up. Go to Jerry if you need a big, huge, in-depth analysis of anything. God's given us an RC daddy, Jerry. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just want him. I just want to see his face. Nothing matters but him, and my words mean nothing. You know, it's my actions and my heart that matter, but words are powerful. And with that, I just want to say, welcome, family, welcome, church. Your words are powerful, so I hope you speak tonight and tell me what the Lord's doing in your life. Tana and Keith and Pat and Alana and JoJo and Katie, God bless everybody in the chat room. Ben and Deborah and Gemma and Chris Nicholson is there. How fun like that. I'm so glad you're here. Billy, yay, Billy. And Raina and Michelle. I think Michelle's driving home today, so we're glad she's back. Rojo and Tana, baby. But Tana's off to work. So bye, Tana. We love you.
I love you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus.
Hi, honey.
Amazing. You are amazing, and you are the one that really matters. I agree, Jesus. You are the one that really matters. We praise you. We worship you. We love you.
Yay. I love when Tana does that. Do it some more.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I really love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus, and I can't wait for you to come get me and RCC so we can all hang out together in heaven. Just have an amazing time. Love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Yay. I just want to say hi to Rai if you're listening. I think it was Ryan that was texting me, asking me if I was okay. I'm fine, honey. I'm always okay. I'm always Romans 8:28. I'm an old jackass, you know. I've known the Lord for a long time. I'm okay, baby. Thanks for asking, though, because I started to cry when I said, you're all that matters, when I played that song. And that was really sweet for you to text me. He texted me and said, are you okay? So thank you, dear.
Sure.
I think that was Rai. I don't know who texted me, actually. I'm sorry. Some people I haven't programmed into my phone because I just forget. But whoever texted me, I just want to say I love you. Thanks for being concerned. I'm good. I'm just filling myself up with the Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God and processing a bunch of things that happened today with the family member I love and giving it to the Lord. And, you know, that's my day. So I didn't really feel like hosting, but Jerry's on a trip, and I know the Lord wanted to, he wants us to meet till he appears for us, so we are going to meet, but I just had to get my act together with worship. Chris Nicholson in chat said he could have done it all night. I agree. Yeah. And, I see, Chris, you're just playing with me. Okay. All right. Gotcha, Chris. He's making marriage jokes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so God bless everybody. I'm so glad you're all here on the line. Everyone's unmuted. So.
Oh, great.
I hope you're, yeah. Hello,
Judy, let's pray for your brother.
Okay, yeah.
Let's pray for your brother. Yeah.
Okay, his name
Lord
is
Jesus.
His name is, oh, I'll tell you his name.
Yeah.
Let's just make it a different name, okay?
Okay.
Let's call him let's call him Todd.
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 Okay,
let's
Jesus.
Call him Todd.
Jesus. Jesus. Dear Jesus, you know our hearts and you know our confidence and you know that we trust you and you know and we know that when we give you something, you take it to your heart and you will work on it because we have honored you with faith and trust. So we give you Todd and we ask you to just release any anxiety in our sister Judy, our beautiful, wonderful sister Judy, and just take any anxiety, anything the enemy is trying to throw at her to discourage her or anything, Jesus. We bind the enemy in your name and we just pray for Todd that you touch him with your, you cover him with your precious blood and holy wounds, and that this situation, we honor you with trust. We are not going to worry about this. Judy is not going to worry about this, nor her family members, because you've got it. And if you've got it, we let it go, and we don't have to got it anymore, because you do. So let's, we all honor you with trust that you will take care of Todd. He's your child. You know what's best for him. You know him like nobody else knows him. You know his heart, soul, mind, and spirit. You know the things in the deepest recesses of him that go on that nobody else knows, that you know. So we ask you to cover him with your precious blood and holy wounds. Jesus, there is nothing more valuable or powerful than your blood. And if we put your blood on someone, guess what? We don't have to worry about it anymore. So take away all the anxiety, take away all the stress, take away everything that is causing a lack of your peace in the soul, because that's just what the enemy wants, and you in us are stronger than he is in the world. So we're going to honor you in peace and love and joy and worship and confidence and faith, blind faith, which pleases you so much. And we know that you've got this taken care of. No matter what happens, Jesus, it happens. But we're not going to worry about it because it was given to you. It was given to you, the divine healer, the Savior spouse. So amen and amen. Hallelujah. So be at peace. Be at peace, Judy.
Amen, and I agree. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We worship you.
Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, that worship did it for me. That was good. Just gave it all to him.
Exactly.
So thank you, Pat. I agree with all that beautiful stuff. And
I know what you're going to hear because I have it here.
What is
I have it here too.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, let's talk about any flirts, or we're going to go back to some worship. This show is
about beautiful.
Showing off God and God showing us off. So please share away first before we get into anything else. If you have anything that the Lord has done with you, I'd like to hear it.
I was going to say I did a scripture flip last night. I think it was the book of Mark, and it was about the feeding of the 5,000. And anyway, in that scripture, it mentioned, it divided into groups. Hundreds and fifties. I just thought that there was the 50 that were put together, 150, or the hundreds,
wow.
Like Lorena was talking about the 300 of Gideon divided into hundreds. So I just thought that was interesting, dividing into hundreds and fifties.
Wow.
Nice.
There you go. Very good.
Thank you, Tana, for sharing that. Thank you, Lord, for your flirt. Thank you for the way you speak to your people. We love you. It's not such a big miracle when people think it's so huge, but when you get to know him, it's just what he does. He speaks to his people. Anybody else have a flirt?
He also flirted with me with 111s yesterday, and my tips before I tipped out were $111. But I also had a 111 before that as well. And when I saw that on my tips, I just smiled so big. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I know that was a big old flirt from you.
I love that. see we can be silent too before the Lord. Keith or Lana, do you have anything you would like to share about the Lord flirting with you before the rapture? Jerry said it the other day. He said, yesterday, I think he said, I know it's not just me. I know God's speaking to other people. So I'm just going to wait for people to call in and share. Remember what Jason used to do in the old days? The old Jason Chambers, he used to like say, okay, we're not going to let anyone talk until a new person calls in. Well, I'm not going to do that, but because you don't have to be a new person. I want to gather from the deep reservoir, which is your soul. I want to hear and see what the Lord is doing in you. That's so encouraging.
Remember, Luca and Jason used to talk about like weird, odd subjects until someone would actually start talking. Remember that?
I do remember that.
I love you guys. I gotta go to work, but have a blessed night.
Thank you,
Jesus,
you,
for coming
Tana.
To get us air tonight. Praise you.
Beautiful. We love you, honey. See you in the air. I really think we will. Jerry's convinced we're going to be in the air tonight. Chris Nicholson said in chat, God's been pointing him to the clock at 11:11 a.m. and p.m., even waking him up to see it. Ben said he was looking at the green light on his surge protector, which never changes, by the way. So it's a God. It's not a God coincidence or something miraculous. But when I looked at it, I heard inside me, you are protected, because it always says protected right at the top. That's really cool, Ben. That's so cool. That's so God. I'll read it again. Ben says, I was looking at the green light on my surge protector, which never changes, by the way, so it's not a God incident or something miraculous. But when I looked at it, I heard inside of me, okay, that's where the God thing comes in, you are protected. That's what he heard God tell him. And because it says protected right at the top. That's so awesome. Thank you for sharing. And Chris Nicholson said God's been telling him, we've been sealed, Ben, that we're protected. Does anyone else have anything to share? I mean, obviously, you know, but I just do. I think there's people that God wants to bring them out. Listen, oftentimes what will happen is if you call in and share something, the anointing will get really strong, and you'll be really blessed because, you know, God says in the Bible, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. And that, not to get religious on you or anything, because you don't have to call in and share stuff, okay? But what I'm saying is, like, there's something to that, because when I give God the glory publicly and I announce with my mouth where there's to hear it, there's an anointing and a power that I feel. So even if you're in chat and I'm reading what you're saying, the anointing is getting stronger, see? Because it's the Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God speaking to his creation, and what can be more amazing than that? So call in and share and tell us. Any little thing is beautiful, like what Ben shared with the surge protector. I love that. Yeah. And we can be silent, too. We have a small family tonight. Actually, there was a lot of people that called in, but they heard music, and so they just hung up. So we have Alana and Pat and Keith, and so if none of those people want to share what God is doing, it's not what someone else is doing, what God is doing with you personally, or what he's led you to, We'd love to hear it. Or if you're in chat and you want to share God flirts, Mama Pat.
I have a friend. You want to hear about getting out of here tonight? Janet wrote me, and she said she's looking at two prophecies from two different people about the full moon tonight, and that the asteroid's supposed to hit by Puerto Rico, that Efren thing, and also Meraki,
yeah.
it should be happening tonight at like 2 a.m. And I said, we're out of here. So two people got this, plus some others. So we'll see, because the full moon is today, tonight, okay? And so this should be very interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Alana, do you have anything?
I have got blog talk harassment. Like, no one
I know.
Me. But you know what? Pat, tonight on the Asteroid Smackdown, Jerry called it, today, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
He called that spot up, straight up, he called it.
Yep.
So, and he's been accurate every time, just like all of us have, I'm sorry, I am completely drunk. Don't quite know why. It's just been a day of heaviness, and then suddenly, just before Rapture-centric, I got unbelievably drunk for no apparent reason. Because I asked for light and drunkenness, I didn't expect to get stupid sloppy drunk. but that's what he did. He smacked me in the head and said, okay, try this. So, I have put all the troubles to the side. I have seen that they bring no glory to God, but only a lot of attention to things that I don't particularly want to bring attention to. For all of y'all, Pat, I'm going to embarrass you now. I'm going to seriously embarrass you.
Show her off. I know what you're about to say. I have a feeling it's about a video, huh? Tell them, everybody. Tell them.
I'm a bust you because Issa and it's either progress or process. I don't know which.
Yeah, progress. Issa in progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking, yada yada. She and Issa in progress started a dialogue that was unbelievable, and my girl, I copped on to Issa in progress when she had just downloaded a video, and yo, it was a video about Pat Lins. Yes, it was, and her work, and RTC strikes again. No, seriously, RTC strikes again. So and it was such a beautiful, uplifting thing that I almost had tears in my eyes because I had just sent Pat another email about, I will really blow the whole thing out. Pat and I have a dual relationship with you. Okay? Can I talk about this, Pat?
Yeah, you can. You can. I'm holding her hostage. Talk about it.
Okay. Pat has a relationship with Jesus where she is Mama Pat. She is the lover and the consoler. She truly is. I mean, down deep in her bones, she loves the Lord, and she loves him like only a spouse, an old-time spouse, really would, as she loves him with all of her heart. And I, on the other hand, I always characterize myself. I'm the black girl. I'm like, yeah, you got this. Okay? Kick the tires, light the fires, let's rock. You got this. You're the only one that can got this. We trust you with this Let's do this. Let's do this now, yo. This is your party, okay? Let's do this. So we seem to alternately go back and forth, and I, you know, Pat is just the most loving and gentle and compassionate and kind and sincere soul in the world, and I'm like, kick his ass, so.
Yeah, I agree. She really is.
And so together, we are such a wild, we sort of balance each other out in a weird way. So it always makes me laugh. I hope I didn't offend you, Pat. I just kind of busted the whole thing out.
You didn't offend her. I'm not giving her a chance to respond because if you start complimenting her, she'll get all shy. So we can keep complimenting her.
Then you have no idea how much I adore Pat. Okay, now she can't say nothing. But I adore her because she has every single quality that I do not possess, but that I truly admire. I wasn't built that way. I was built, you know, with you know, a shotgun in my hand. you know, but and she is built with the most enormous heart I have ever seen. You know? You know, I'm like,
People, I'm Billy in the chat room saying amen, Alana.
Amen.
It's so
amen.
Cute.
I say amen.
Yes.
Tana's at work and she even put in a word from work. I know. This is like Pat Appreciation Day because I muted her so she can't even hear. She can't even respond. Tickle torture on Pat. We love you, Pat. Bill and chat said we
love you.
Love you,
Mama Pat. Love you, Mama Pat.
We love you. Michelle and Raina say they love you.
Mama Pat, you have no idea how much I've been.
Someone made a video.
Thank you for your strength.
Yeah.
Thank you for your strength,
you,
Mama Pat. You strengthen us and keep us going and encourage us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mama Pat.
You're always a support system for us. Yeah, Pat and I almost email each other every day. Pretty much every day. It's just wonderful. It's just the emotion that I feel from all the love that she feels from God, it rubs off on me when I read it. So I'm like, she sends me like these long emails and I feel bad sometimes I don't send much back, but I'm just like enjoying that. I can tune into her energy and I can feel like the presence of God on her and I feel it and it feels so wonderful.
I totally agree. I know. I agree with that. 100%, Keith. You can feel her energy when she sends you an email or a text.
Yeah, you can just.
She's
so
lovely.
It so much,
and you know,
you forget to write back very much.
Well, that's what I do. I know. Emails
yeah.
that really get me, I don't respond for a while because I'm just so overcome, and then I realize a week later, oh shoot, I never said anything. That was so good. and you know what? She's also really humble. She's a really humble person. She's very, it's just rare of someone, it's just rare, okay? It's very rare.
Step outside of her own, whatever's going on with her life, Pat will step outside of it and put you front and center with Jesus so you feel like, you know, that's what you feel like. And that's what Jesus does. He puts you front and center no matter what's going down, you're front and center, you know. His eyes are looking in your eyes. And so I think Pat, because Pat, you know, one thing I admire about Pat, and I wish, you know, Pat has that communion time with the Lord. I mean, I feel God's presence around me all the time, but I'm a busybody like you are, Judy. But Pat will just sit there for hours and, you know, do nothing and just rest in his presence. And that's something that all of us could do more of in that way, you know. It's really a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's what God wants. He wants us to rest in his presence. So many times it's so easy to be busy doing things for the Lord. I know I'm completely 100% guilty of it. I'm a worker bee for the kingdom. But God usually doesn't, you know, there are definitely times that, you know, I see a lot of Christians definitely need to get off their butt and do stuff for the Lord, for sure. But in RCC, a lot of people just enjoy fellowshipping and they're at a place where they're resting. We're on the platform waiting to be raptured. The platform is like up in the air, waiting to go, so it's time to commune and just feel God's presence, you know. And sometimes it's the hardest thing to do when you're crazy things coming at you, you know. That's usually, God doesn't want us out being busy trying to solve our problems. He wants us just to rest in Him, go to Him, rest in Him, and let Him just override it. You know, He'll take care of it.
That's right.
Busy trying to solve it all the time. We're in the world, we're taught to solve our own problems. Try to solve your problem. You can do it. I mean, how many books are there on self-help in the bookstores? I know, because I've read them all. They're like, you can do this. If you think this way and feel that way, you can do it all. But God doesn't want us to have to self-help our problems. He wants us just to rest in Him, commune with Him.
When
Amen. I pray to Him, every day I usually will set aside some time and praise God. And then once I start praising Him, I can feel this, which is really wonderful. I use my gifts and I tune in, and I can usually see, I can see the second heaven, which is like the enemy, and then I'll keep praising until it breaks through. Then I'll see that covering lift over me, and then I will see the throne. And I don't usually see God's face at all. Don't see that, but I will see Him. I see Him, like, sitting there, and I just see, like, His leg. And, you know, like, if He was sitting on a throne and you were looking up, you'd see His leg, His knee, and in His presence. And then I'll see it coming down like a wave of light. Usually it's white. Sometimes it's yellow. Today it was white. It'll come down like a, like some smoke coming down, willowing all the way down, and then it fills me up. And then I just rest in it. And once I start feeling it, then I'm like, okay, now I got your attention. Here's what I here's what I need. Here's all my problems. And I'm like, okay, I give myself just a few minutes to do that because, you know, because I know that we tend to want to do that. But then I'll make sure, mm-hmm. you know. And then one thing is, like, every time I open the Bible, God shows me the book of Job, which I actually hate. It's the worst book in the world. I'm not interested in reading it. Because I'm like, oh, no, mm-hmm. this did not have to do anything to do with me. No. So I've been fighting that. So, like, no matter where I look and open up, it'll either show me a rapture verse or Job. So I said, okay, so I'm going to start reading one chapter of Job every day. So I've been doing that lately, and I think I'm on chapter 13, and it's really interesting to see Job is going through this health ordeal crisis, and it could be any crisis because he'd gone through them all. And it's really cool to see him, what he was saying to God, and, you know, and like a lot of people talk about Job, you know, the pastors out there and all that. I got to read it for myself to really see what he was saying. So I'm really enjoying that. And then I'll go to Psalms. Psalms 103 is like one of my favorites, and I'll read that. And Psalms always just like infuses my energy to God's presence. I can feel His throne opening up when I read it, and my energy is so sensitive that I can feel the exact percentage that God's presence is around me. So sometimes if things start getting low, you know, the world starts coming in, then I'll go grab my Bible real quick, open up to Psalms, read it, and then it's like a flash of, I can feel the presence going back up again, and I can see where it's at. It's always a gauge for me. So it's like a drug. It's like always getting more of that, you know, God's presence on us all the time. And I know each of us have our own little gauges of kind of when we know when we need a little bit more, you know. It'd be nice if we could feel it all day long, you know, but we have to work and do different things and whatever. But soon we will be in heaven. It'll be all day long, 24 hours a day, and we'll have just nothing but fun and laughter and get to feel His presence on us. And then it will be effortless, you know. It does take effort to take effort in your life to feel God's presence and to be around Him, and that's what He looks for. He always tells me how He looks at people, and He says, you know, you can do anything you want in your life. You don't have to sit there and read the Bible. You don't have to sit there and praise me. But when you do that, it shows so much. It shows complete dedication that you are willing to walk the line. You're willing to do what it takes to be closer to Him. You're standing in line for the rapture. It just totally, because you can just do whatever. You don't have to read it. You don't have to, but people make, when they make effort, any effort on your part for God is such a big deal in His book. It's huge because you don't have to. It's pure 100% effort on your part, and it shows complete dedication, you know. So once you feel that presence, then it becomes like a mystery that opens up to you. You know, a lot of people think reading the Bible is boring, not interesting, but once you get inside the Bible and the presence of it, then you feel it. And once you get inside praise with God, you start praising Him, then it's like a mystery that opens up as well. And then you feel that presence, and then it's like, then you can have more and more all the time. And it makes you feel better and wonderful, and you know, I try to do that. Like when
Thank
I go to the
you.
Store, like today I went to the 99-cent store, which is like my favorite store in the world. And I'm trying to do walk more aisles. And, you know, I'm like, I'm going to walk 3 more aisles today to increase my immune system. I can do it. Even though my body's like, there's no way you're not going to make it 3 more aisles. I'm like, oh, no, I'm doing it. I'm going to go down those 3 new aisles. You know, I love that store. They always have different things. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's like a phone charger in there. For God's sake, like $35 on, you know, and you can get it there for a dollar for iPod, my God, I mean, for the iPhone. It's like amazing. So. But when I go up down those aisles, I just start, lately what I've been doing is, there's this homeless guy too, he's in a wheelchair, he's a vet, he sits outside the store, and I always try to ask him what he needs, and I'll go get it for him, and try to mention God, but I can tell he's not interested, but it's okay, I still mentioned it anyways. But I try to just practice praying for different people, you know, because otherwise I'm like, okay, I'm going to start praying for him, you know, so I'll go. If I see someone down the aisle, I'll kind of tune into their energy, figure out what's going on with them. But most of the time, I'm just like, okay, there it is, and I'm going to pray for them, you know. And then, like, you can – I feel like you're, like, maybe possibly bringing all these people to him eventually, you know. Because think about it, sometimes you see strangers, and probably nobody in the whole world has ever prayed for them to be saved. Probably nobody.
Amen.
You know? And one prayer – I mean, God had said that in a book on that woman wrote, Visions of Heaven – and she was suffering so much, and she went to heaven. And God said that there are so many people that, you know, were Christians too, you know, that were following with health, different things, ministries going down. And that one person out of the whole entire church kept praying for them, and it turned everything around for them. So I always make sure that I do that. And it kind of that way, if you go to the 99-cent store, instead of being – you know, you get excited about the product stuff. You get more excited about praying for people there, you know.
I bought some slippers at the 99-cent store, and they
wow.
are so awesome. I cannot
what?
Believe it. I know, because I know. They are so comfortable. They feel like butter. I can't even believe they were only 99 cents. So I went back and got another pair because I was like, I like to wear a pair inside the house, and then I want to have a pair that I can wear outside when I go grab the
That's
cast
amazing.
Or something, you know. And so I'm all excited because, you
That's
know, I don't
really amazing.
Wear my flip-flops. I know. They're
yeah.
really cool. Well, thank you, Keith, for sharing.
Yeah.
I know.
You're welcome.
But thank you for sharing your experience with God. Oh, Michelle says she can host the show Monday if we're here. Yes. Yes, please do. If we're still
and
here, that'd be awesome. Michelle.
Yes. We
yes, sir. I'm on the line now. Okay, now there's so many people, I'm going to put each person on the spot, and everyone's going to share.
They all came on the line because I was talking. They got all excited.
I know, and I know, that's why. They heard Keith. They're like, if Keith can do it, I can do it. But I'm going to read something that Chris put in chat. Chris Nicholson said, 2 months ago, a guy messaged him on Facebook, says he'd followed Chris's post and wants to come to the Lord. And they had been old party acquaintances. So he asked for a good Catholic church because he was raised Catholic and he wanted to go to confession. And so Chris explained to him he doesn't need a priest to talk to God and spend some time explaining the Holy Spirit to him. And then he prays for him and he came to the Lord, and then he died last week.
What?
And so God's time... So perfect, yeah. So,
my gosh.
God made
wow, Chris.
Wow, yeah.
I know.
God.
And
wow.
He forgot to call in before the show went into podcast, so I'm reading it from chat so he can listen in the archives. But he said
he
God's
was in the
timing
good program.
Was so
That's the good program, right? He was in the skater
mm-hmm.
program.
I know. That'd be so fun if you could just get to know the Lord and then you die the next day. Just kidding. You know what I mean. But so it is a testimony, Chris says, of how God will bring someone to him at the last minute. And everyone's going, wow. Yeah, I love stuff like that. I love it. Okay, so let's put some people on the spot here. I'm going to tell you who's on the line, but then I'm going to go up through the call. I'm going to go through the call log, and I'm going to try to manipulate you into talking. Just kidding. Okay, so we have Benster and Michelle and Raina and Deborah. And I believe that's Marianne, and if I got it right, she's going to say yay.
Okay.
Right?
Yay.
Is that Marianne?
Yay.
And Tom. Okay, so let's start with Tom, and then we'll do Marianne, and then Deborah, and then Raina. Wait, Michelle, you know what? Can we just start with Michelle? Because Michelle, I think she's driving home. Let's make her talk to us because she's been gone for almost a week. It's been really hard on me. I love her. Okay, Michelle, talk to us. We miss you.
Hi. Yeah, I actually just got back a little before the show started. It was a very long day driving.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, I know that probably wasn't easy, huh?
Yeah,
to be gone
I'm
so
still
long,
battling
to be
cold,
wrapped.
So.
Yeah, you got a cold, and then you're hearing, you're visiting your mom who's telling you Jesus can come in 5 years. It's got to be rough.
I know. Yeah, me and my mom were having these talks, and she's like, well, yeah, with this rapture thing, well, he could come today, tomorrow, or in 5 years. So we just have to live our life. And I got a lot of preaching by my mom this weekend. So
yeah.
I love her, but I'm kind of glad not to have to deal with that right now.
I know. God bless you. That's probably why he allowed you to catch a cold so you didn't have too much energy, because he probably didn't want you to spend too much energy in debating, you know? I don't think you were on your edge because you could have won the argument. But he is coming now. But God bless your mom. We love Michelle's mom. We lift her up to you, Lord, and we thank you that you've called her as a bride. And we pray that you would use whatever circumstances in her life to let her see the timing of your soon return and to be ready for the wedding. In Jesus' name, because she sure had a special daughter, so I am so grateful for Michelle's mom. God bless her, Lord. Wake her up, Lord. Let her call Michelle this week and say, you know, Michelle, I've changed my mind. I do see evidence that he probably is coming sooner than I was thinking, Lord. I pray you would bombard Michelle's mom with the evidence of your appearing, the imminent evidence in Jesus' name. Amen. I just had to get her good. I had to put a prayer hit out on your mom. Let's all agree
oh,
that God
you.
Gets her